This is Optimal Finance Daily, episode 1716, 8 Ways to Make Extra Money While Enjoying It, by Adam Murray of livingthisgoodlife.com. And I'm your host and personal finance enthusiast, Diana Merriam. Now let's get right to today's post and start optimizing your life. 8 Ways to Make Extra Money While Enjoying It, by Adam Murray of livingthisgoodlife.com. Most of us wouldn't mind a few extra $100 rolling in each month. With how expensive everything is, especially the cost of living, it wouldn't hurt to find an extra source of income. The thing is that we don't want to put in more hours to do something we don't like, especially when we're already working so hard. Because of this, it's great to find ways to make extra money while you're already working, or at least by doing something you love. And you want it to be something that you can decide when it works for you. If you don't feel like doing it on certain days, then don't do it. You want it to be somewhat enjoyable rather than an extra hassle. Here's 8 great ways to make a little extra money while enjoying it. Number 1, start a doggy daycare. If you're anything like me, you love animals. There's many websites out there where you can put up a free profile that's specifically for dog care. It can be overnight stays, walks, daycare, or anything you want. The website I really like is Rover.com. My mom recently retired and she wanted to make sure she stayed active. She's another huge dog lover, so I recommended the website to her. She was a little hesitant at first, but she decided to go for it and she loves it. She charges about $30 per dog for a day and usually has 2 to 3 at a time. She decides what days she wants to do it. There's no commitments except for the days you agree to. She brings in an extra $500 to $700 a month doing this, and she loves it. She says it doesn't even feel like work. Plus, she's been getting in shape while staying active with the dogs. Number 2, host on Airbnb. If you have an extra room in your house or a cottage or anything, put it on Airbnb. You can rent it out per night at a good price. Like with the doggy daycare, if you don't want to have people staying there on certain days or months, then just book it off. People usually rent their places out for around the cost of a night stay at a hotel. It's a great way to make some extra cash with very little commitment. Number 3, tutor from home. If you're great at a language or a certain subject, you can tutor others online. There's many companies that offer this service and are looking for people like you. Tutor.com is the one I'm most familiar with. It's a very easy setup too. I think it's such a great way to help others out while in the comfort of your own home and from a computer. Number 4, teach people your skills. Let's say you're a great guitar player. It's something you love to do, so why not make a little extra cash from it? Maybe you don't have time to put in the effort to find paid gigs at bars, so instead put up an ad offering guitar lessons. There's tons of people looking to learn. One of my friends used to do this, and he was bringing in an extra $250 a week by simply playing guitar with someone for a couple of hours each night. If you want to take this a step further, then create an online program teaching your skill. That way, it becomes a source of passive income. You can teach anything that you're great at. There's lots of platforms out there like Teachable and Kajabi. Number 5, become an influencer. I know this one isn't easy, but people can become influencers on social media if they have a niche. When you build up a certain following and create a lot of engagement, like comments on pictures, you can start making money off your posts. Companies will pay you big bucks if their product is getting in front of the eyes of all your followers. Number 6, drive for Uber, Amazon, or a food delivery service. This is one of the most common ways people make extra money nowadays. Like the other ones I mentioned, it's on your own time. You decide when to work. So if you like driving and have nothing better to do at night, then maybe delivery is a great gig for you. Number 7, advertise on your car. If you're in a major city, you can make some good extra cash driving your car around with a company's advertisement on it. It may seem a little odd, but it's a great way to make some passive income. The website I'm most familiar with is Rapify.com. They have several companies that are looking to have their advertisements on your car. Once it's there, all you have to do is drive around like you normally would. Pretty easy. Number 8. Rent out your belongings. Yes, there's an app out there where you can rent out your belongings. It's called fatllama.com. It could be anything like a lawnmower, camera equipment, a drone, instruments, vehicles, and so much more. Almost anything, really. If you have something that's just sitting there, then why not? These are just 8 ways you can make some extra money. There's tons of other ways out there. Just start thinking about what you have laying around the house or what you're good at and love to do. And if you have some extra space somewhere, chances are you can put it all to use. But most importantly, if you're looking to make some extra money on top of what you already do, then make sure it's enjoyable. You just listened to the post titled 8 Ways to Make Extra Money While Enjoying It by Adam Murray of livingthisgoodlife.com. Have you been using Mint to manage your finances? First, the bad news. Mint is shutting down. And now, the good news. There's a better alternative. Our sponsor, Monarch Money. Mint users are turning to Monarch Money and loving it. Maybe you're saving for a down payment, a wedding, a dream vacation, your kids' college. I found that Monarch makes it easy to help you reach your financial goals, whatever they are. I definitely wouldn't be able to allocate my finances or plan as clearly without help from Monarch. In fact, Monarch is the top-rated all-in-one personal finance app. It gives you a comprehensive view of all of your accounts, investments, transactions, and more. Create custom budgets, set goals, and collaborate with your partner. And now get an extended 30-day free trial when you go to monarchmoney.com/OFD. After trying out Monarch for myself, I understand why it's the top-rated personal finance app. And right now, get an extended 30-day free trial when you go to monarchmoney.com/OFD. That's monarchmoney.com/OFD for your extended 30-day free trial. Looking to part ways with complicated, expensive, and uncertain shipping? Then give your business the edge it needs with USPS Ground Advantage shipping from the United States Postal Service. Keep everything simple with clear, upfront pricing and no unexpected surcharges. Keep things affordable with some of the lowest prices out there. And keep it all reliable with on-time ground shipments. It's time to turn shipping to your advantage. Learn how at usps.com/advantage. USPS Ground Advantage. Simple, affordable, reliable. I thought there were some great ideas here for making extra money. And while some of these might not resonate with you, hopefully it helped to get your wheels turning. I think all of us have unique skills, preferences, and circumstances that we can leverage to spend less and make more. When I was leaving my full-time job earlier this year, I came up with a list of 14 potential streams of income that I could explore that were pretty unique to me. When I shared it, I received some feedback that some of these ideas would be difficult for others to replicate. But I think the point in sharing was to explore the thought process that helped me come up with those ideas. We are all creative, and I think tapping into your own creativity to come up with ways to make money can be far more beneficial in the long run than trying to replicate someone else's strategy. But don't get me wrong, you can get a lot of inspiration from others, and the options are seemingly endless. The gig economy is flourishing thanks to easy access to technology, and a new way to make money seems to pop up every day. One of my favorite authors on this topic is Kevin Ha, who writes a blog called The Financial Panther. Check out his post called The Ultimate List of Gig Economy Apps if you're looking for more ideas. It's incredibly comprehensive. That'll do it for today. Thank you for listening. Have a great rest of your day, and I'll see you on tomorrow's show, where your optimal life awaits.